House of Assassins, written by Larry Correa and read by Tim Gerard Reynolds.
Chapter 1. 25 years ago. The children hurled rocks at each other until they got close enough to beat the other team with sticks. Whenever one of them got sufficiently hurt to start crying, the others would mock him, because they were children of the warrior caste, and they had no time for babies. "Savage bunch," said the first caste man. He was dressed in white and gold, which the warrior children knew was foolish, because how in the world could you hide in the trees to ambush your enemies while dressed in white and gold? The important visitor was standing on the observation platform, next to the familiar figure of their leader, the Fonto of the Vane garrison, Anderman Vane.
"What are they, 6 years old?"
6 to 8. The elder and bigger ones play at dirt war in a different field. Keeps them from breaking the little ones."
"Play?"
"Yes. This isn't training. Training is serious business. Dirt war is just a chance for them to show their mettle. It is our way. Start them early. As soon as they can walk, they can start developing a proper fighting spirit."
There was a clunk and a scream as a boy was struck in the side of his leather helmet by a rock. Dizzy, he tumbled down the muddy hill. His friends immediately set upon him to finish him off, which meant putting bruises on him until he begged for mercy.
"Aren't you worried they'll die?"
"Ha!" Their Fonto laughed at the absurdity of the idea. The first caste were so soft.
"Once in a while accidents happen, but don't worry, Arbiter. You might not be able to tell from up here, but we've rules in place for their safety."
The rules were simple. When you picked your stick, it had to be pliable, nothing stiff enough to break skin on a thrust. And it couldn't be thicker around than their thumb. So it was more of a painful switch than anything. On the thrown rocks, they were supposed to stick with pebbles and never aim for the eyes. But in the heat of battle, everyone tended to go for bigger rocks, because all the children knew those flew better.
"Bruises make character. We have them fight like this now to weed out the snivellers. Those will do fine in support companies, obligated to the worker caste to raise funds or married off to other houses. But the Vane barracks is allowed only 500 active raiders, so I make certain that they're the best of the best. 500 elite warriors is what I promise your Thakur, and what I always provide. If he changed the treaty and allowed me to form a second company, I could provide 1,000 such men." "I could make this suggestion, Fonta, but there are many within Great House Macau who feel that House Vane may already be too ambitious for a vassal."
"We are merely eager to serve. When your inspection is over, you can report back to your Thakur that Vane remains ever loyal and ready to provide as many soldiers as he desires for his just and mighty cause."
"Don't worry. I have been most impressed by the tour. If the rest of our vassals had such discipline and spirit, we could conquer the whole of the West." "Are any of these children yours, Fonto?"
"The girl."
And the way her father said it filled Thera with pride.
"Really? You let your daughter out in that?"
Anderman Vane laughed.
"You are new here. Welcome to Vane. Who do you think defends our lands while your Thakur has sent me and my men off across the border? Our women don't march to war, but that doesn't mean war won't sometimes come to them."